The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back inside the Tony Curry Radio studios. I was wanting to do a Facebook Live today. I haven't done anything in the last couple of weeks. Of course, I'll be on with Dr. Josh Claypo, Curry and Claypo, on Thursday morning. We're on for about 8 to about 9:30. And then, of course, we'll be on Fox 6 WBRC with Janice Rogers and Mike Deverly around 9:35. Live on Fox 6 on Thursday morning for our weekly hip. And so I was going to do something for my hairdresser, just trying to be kind of goofy. My hairdresser didn't want to do anything. I said, it's fine. So my son wanted to do a, he's never done a live video. And he wanted to do a Facebook Live from the Mark 7 car wash, which is down here off Morgan Road. And of course, I didn't, knucklehead dad, didn't have the phone turned around. And the entire video is of my son's face for about 7 or 8 minutes. It is classic. It is like the best video. I didn't make it. He did. The best video that's on my Facebook page in the 15 years I've been on here. It's fantastic because and that's what radio is, man. It is theater of the mind. And for him, obviously, to have the video and have not have the phone turned around, that's on me. So tomorrow we will go back down to the Mark 7 and we will do a video of the Mark 7 in the car wash, which is $14, by the way, probably pretty worth it. We'll do the video tomorrow morning about 11 o'clock, and I'll let my son, of course, get after it. Al Cooper, good afternoon to you, brother. How you doing? So I did have someone reach out to me recently. By the way, you can download the TKR app. It's TKR on Apple or Android, Tony Curry Radio. Also search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We have well over 1,200 podcasts up. We do everything from Students of the Game, Mission Minded, the Montgomery Area Food Bank. We have Damon Johnson from Brother Kane and Leonard Skinner. We have the Austin Hanks Show. We do Live Wire Wednesday, which is going to be going on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We have well over 80,000 people that listen to that show every single week. It's a full hour dedicated to AC/DC. We do Need to Know. We do a show called Kiefer and Curry, Kip Kiefer and myself, Tony Curry. And this week, Case Kiefer, who is the sports editor for the Las Vegas Sun, will join us. We'll be talking about gambling and that crazy seven-game series we just saw between the Boston Celtics and, of course, the Miami Heat. Man, Miami, good times. You got an 8-seed Miami Heat. You got an 8-seed in the Florida Panthers, who are right outside. I think it's called, what's that called? Riverside or Seaside or something like that? Down there in New York, Miami. So good sports going on down in Miami right now. So we'll talk about that, another 8-seed as well, getting ready for the NHL playoffs and the finals coming up. But I had someone reach out to me the other day. The 2003 National Recording Registry came out, the Library of Congress. And every single year, they induct these songs into the National Recording Registry. If you go to their website, you can see all the songs. There's thousands of them that they've... And it's stuff like Muddy Waters. I mean, it goes all the way back from Wizard of Oz stuff, stuff back in the 1800s, all the way to stuff that is common now. But I wanted to pick, and someone asked me, said, I want to know what Tony Curry's most influential, important rock songs of all time are. I was like, all right, let me see if I can tackle this. And normally when you're talking about like a Hall of Fame in anything, if I think about something and I have to make a point or try to make an argument to get it in, it's not worthy of it, right? And so it doesn't count. But when I hear something, I go automatic, then that's going to be on my list. And so I just started thinking of songs that to me, since I've been doing classic rock for over 40 years, and I do a lot of that on the TKR app, it was pretty easy. And really, after I got to about 8 or 9 songs, it was difficult to find a 10th. I pretty much knew what I had. Now, most of these songs, I say, are recent, but really they're 50 years old, some of them are. But these are songs, to me, to Tony Curry, and let me know if you think differently. info@TonyCurryRadio.net or leave it here on Tony Curry Live. If you got some different ideas, and I'm sure I've missed some, but these are songs that just came right off the top of my head that I think, you know, these should be like, if you're going to send that special gold disc to some alien organization, you know, on Mars, I'd want these songs on that disc as the most influential classic rock songs of all time. Stairway to Heaven, slam dunk. Stairway to Heaven's got to be on everyone's top 10 list, period. Do I like playing it? No. I don't play it on Tony Curry Radio because I've played it so many times. I love the song. But at this point, the only time I can listen to Stairway to Heaven is if I turn it up to 11 or 12 and it just encases me. It encapsulates my entire brain till I'm bleeding from the ears. But if I never hear Stairway to Heaven again, I know It wouldn't kill me. And I haven't heard it in a long time. I don't know anyone who even plays anymore, but I do believe it's one of the most influential songs of all time. And when I've seen Robert Plant play it live, it's unbelievable. Freebird, gotta be in there. And I'm not just saying it because Damon Johnson's a good friend of mine. He's the lead guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Every time you go to a concert, it could be an Adele concert, it could be an Elton John concert, it could be the Jonas Brothers, someone, some idiot will go, Freebird! Every single time. Freebird is as much of America, of classic rock, than any other classic rock song, period. And so Freebird's got to be in it. And for my money, it's got to be the live version. The 14-minute version is unbelievable. The 9-minute version is good. If you ever hear the edited version of Freebird, shame on you. 4-minute Freebird don't work. More Than a Feeling. I hear More Than a Feeling from Boston at least 3 times a week. And I don't play it on my radio station. I don't play it on TKR. I hear it in supermarkets. I hear it at restaurants. I hear it at gas stations. I hear it in the car blaring next to me. I hear More Than a Feeling from Boston at least 3 times a week. And that damn thing's been out for 50 years. That's got to be influential. That song was so far ahead of its time that other bands emulated Boston for such a long period. When that, I would have been crazy. I think I was like 9 or 10 years old when that song first came out. But my brother tells me, man, the first time he heard that song, he was like, whoa, this is crazy. This is some weird stuff, man. This is some stuff that is going to be alive forever. And I promise you, man, in like 2087, we're still going to be hearing More Than a Feeling at your neighborhood Shell station while you're gassing up. It's crazy. Smoke in the Water. Not a huge song, not a great song, but when every stinking person who ever wants to learn the guitar picks it up and goes, dun, 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 it has got to be an influential song, Smoke in the Water. There's not a garage band out there, and any band that's ever been any band ever has always learned how to play Smoke on the Water first because of the simple chords. It's a super great song. I never get tired of it, Smoke on the Water. I'm gonna go Welcome to the Jungle. Again, we're talking about important, influential songs. You cannot turn a ball game on, whether it's a Premier League game, whether it's a cricket game, whether it's an NFL game, Major League Baseball game, any type of sporting event, college games. And of course, I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan. You're going to hear Welcome to the Jungle. And to see Guns N' Roses actually play Welcome to the Jungle live at the Birmingham Racecourse back in the late 80s, early 90s was pretty flipping amazing. We Will Rock You. It's another song that I think is probably one of the most important and influential songs. It's amazing. The most important influential songs, maybe outside like Stairway to Heaven or Freebird, are like pretty simple. But We Will Rock You. You'll be seeing that song on television commercials to your dad. You'll be 93 years old and Chevrolet will be playing in their TV commercials. We Will Rock You. You hear it in stadiums as well. Everyone loves that song. You could be at a church social or a funeral and someone could play that song and you start tapping your foot. It's influential. It's very, very important. I'm going to go with Won't Get Fooled Again as well. The best scream in rock and roll history, period. Won't Get Fooled Again from The Who. It's an epic song. And a lot of these songs are really long, and that's why they are iconic. They're epic. But I'm going to go with that. And I would throw out, and I thought of Comfortably Numb from Pink Floyd. I think it's just a little far out. I know that Dark Side of the Moon and some of their albums have been on the album list for 700-800 weeks. It's been unbelievable how many records they've sold. But Comfortably Numb, I'm probably going to let that go. But I'd also say American Pie. Maybe one of the most influential songs, not only because it tells an incredible story. Hell, there's been like 4 documents that have actually, or documentaries that have been written about American Pie. So some of the songs for people that were emailing me, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, wanted to know what some of my most influential, important songs were. All right, I'll be back again tomorrow morning. It's going to be a Wednesday. Thursday, I'll be here with Dr. Josh Klepo. We go on for about an hour and a half. We cut it up in segments so you can listen to whatever you want. And, of course, everything we do here on Tony Curry Radio, we do classic rock and roll 24 hours a day. Weekends, it's all classic rock and roll. During the week, Monday through Friday, from like 8 o'clock in the morning at the top of every hour, we have a special show, unique show, unbelievable, great content. We do sporting shows. We do computer shows. We do non-for-profit shows. We do the students of the game. I mean, unbelievable shows. We go on and on and on. So check out all of our shows and download the TKR app or check a Tony Curry Radio podcast. Tony Curry Radio podcast. We're available on every major indice. I love you. Have a great day. And yes, I'll have the camera turned around with my son tomorrow. tomorrow as we go to the Mark 7 again. This time you'll actually see the car wash. Go watch the video. It's pretty funny. Love you. See you. Bye.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.